All right. I think we're rolling. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the first day of August 2023. Wanted to talk about demons, aliens, UFOs, flying saucers, and little green men. These seem to be things that are coming to the forefront in the news these days. I listen to Steve Bannon every once in a while on his podcast, and he had, Alex Jones on there, and he was talking about taking some sort of psychedelic drugs, or he knew people that did, and they talked to, you know, aliens or something like that, or demons or whatever they were, and we've seen some of the stuff on the news lately regarding congressional hearings about the latest phrase is UAPs. It used to be UFOs. Now it's unidentified aerial phenomenon. And a gentleman got up there from the intelligence community, and he testified that indeed the government has these craft, and they've had these craft for decades, and they've have what's called biological entities that are non-human that were supposedly piloting the craft. And there's speculation on, you know, why would the government keep this secret and what effect that would have on mankind. And I wanted to address those things to the extent that I can. First of all, the baseline thing that I think that we need to take away from these hearings is that the government lies to you. I think that's the number one thing we have to take away. The government lies to you. The government's been lying to you for decades. The government continues to lie to you today. This is not a right-wing conspiracy. Go ask Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., his dad was assassinated, his uncle was assassinated. He believes it was by the Central Intelligence Organization. Why are John F. Kennedy's records still sealed? What are they hiding? And the answer is your government's lying to you. Your government's been lying to you for literally generations now. It's not just the COVID vaccine and the effect of the COVID vaccine. It's not just that you can keep your doctor under Obamacare. It's not that the vaccine won't hurt you. It's not that the vaccine really wasn't any more than the flu. A lot of people die from the flu, by the way. It's not to say it's not deadly. It can't be deadly. And the government just lies, lies and lies and lies and lies. And I've tried to broach this topic frequently, telling you that your government lies to you and you have to get over it. So that's number one. Why is your government lying to you about whether it's the JFK assassination or unidentified aerial phenomenon or the COVID vaccine or any other number of things? They just stand there with a straight face and lie. Joe Biden had absolutely nothing to do with corruption or business dealings in Ukraine or China. Didn't make a dime off anything, no matter how many multi-million dollar houses he lives in. And the government stands there and they lie. They lie through your teeth. They lie through your teeth. The Russia hoax is a lie. There was no collusion between Trump and Russia to swing the election. It was the other way around. It was collusion between the Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration and the FBI to throw the election. So that's the deeper issue on unidentified aerial phenomenon and the little green men. That's the deeper issue. And why does the church believe liars? Why does the church believe liars? Why does the church choose to believe people that lie over what the Holy Scriptures say? That's an even more important issue. Why does the church seek friendship with the world and want to believe what the world tells them in order to be accepted into the club? It's not a club you're being accepted into. It's a cult that you're being accepted into. When the world tells you that we are byproducts of time and chance, that's the teaching of the cult. I'm not in a cult. I quit the cult. The cult says we're byproducts of time and chance that evolved over millions and millions of years. That's what the cult says. How come the church doesn't fight back on that? And when you take your anchor and you take your compass and you smash your compass with a hammer and you chop off the anchor chain and you throw the anchor overboard with nothing attached to the boat and you throw your compass away, and then you sit here and wonder why you're lost and why you have no way to figure out what's going on? Unfortunately, the church is in that situation. There's so many portions of the Holy Scriptures that the church has rejected by omission or commission. I was listening to somebody the other day saying, oh, we know the earth is millions of years old and billions of years old. We know that we spin around the sun. We know the earth, the cosmology is infinite. And I'm like, dude, why? You have a compass and you have a map. Why do you give that up? So before we talk about little green men and aliens and demons and UFOs and men from Alpha Centauri, I need to go back and say, hey, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about weird things? And I'm going to start in the book of Genesis. On day one, God created the heavens and the earth. Day one. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was formless and void, and water was over, the darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light on day one, on day one. Three days later, on day four, he creates the sun, the moon, and the stars. Yet on day one, there's light and darkness. On day one, there's evening and morning, the first day. You have day two, a division of the waters. You have a firmament covering the earth, dividing the waters below the heavens from the waters above the heaven. Day three, you have plants emerging. And it's not until day four that you have the sun and the moon and the stars. And I'm telling you, I'm flat out telling you, you're in a cult if you believe something contrary to the Holy Scriptures. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. I got the map and the compass. It's called the Holy Scriptures. And you say, well, I don't understand that. Well, of course you don't understand it. You've been living in a cult your whole life. You've been indoctrinated in the cult. I don't care if you're practically, well, maybe not homeschoolers, but anybody that's gone through the educational system like I have, all you know is what you've been taught your whole life. So we have a biblical cosmology that's fundamentally at odds with what your false prophets say in the universities. And as he read through, even the second day when he made the plants, he says, look, the plants reproduce after their own kind. They don't morph kinds. They don't change kinds. They reproduce after their own kinds. And all throughout the first 11 chapters of Genesis, even up through the flood and Noah's flood, the kinds stick together. The kinds reproduce after their own kinds. The kinds went onto the ark together. The kinds of animals left the ark together. There's no mixing of kinds. God hates the mixing of kinds. So if you understand that the world and the universe that we perceive is very different than what your false prophets, your prophets of Baal are telling you, if you understand that evolution is impossible both by the scientific method, which the university professors espouse but don't practice, they've never performed an experiment in which basically entropy works in reverse, where you take chaos and something beautiful and organized emerges. That's what God does. You had chaos and God did that ordering. It doesn't happen by chance over time. Then you see, you move on and you see the story of the fall. You see how this demonic entity, Satan, wanted to have union with Eve. He got her part way down that track. God Almighty intervenes, says, no, we're not going down this road, folks. We're not going down this road. He curses the devil. He says, there's going to be hatred between Eve's children and your children. Deep hatred. Of course, I talk about that a lot. We see that a lot in the Gospels. In the book of Acts. And then we come to the Genesis chapter 6. It says the sons of God saw that daughters of men were beautiful. And they went and they lay with them and they had offspring. And these were the giants of old, the mighty men of old. So these sons of God, in my opinion, and I get proof of it, are not the sons of Adam. These are angelic beings. And my proof of that is the book of Job. Book of Job opens up. He said God called the sons of God to come together. He summoned all the sons of God. They call it the Elohim. The sons of God. And Satan showed up too. Satan did not crash the party. All the sons, these are angelic beings that showed up. They had a discussion in the heavenly realms about Job. Okay, that's why I say that these were angelic beings that came down and slept with women. And the byproduct of this union, this illicit union, were people that we might know of as Hercules or Thor or these god men that are renowned throughout history. All throughout history, we know about these godlike men. If you look at the ancient art under Babylon, you look at these kings. These kings they're giants. They're huge. They're huge. And they have like, you know, full-grown lions as their pets, like you and I would have a kitty cat. And you see images of carved images of these creatures. They may be, you know, there's a picture of a woman. And her feet look like bird's feet. And I'm not so arrogant to say that that was just the fruit of their imagination. Things were going on. There was genetic manipulation going on. The Bible says they corrupted everything. Everything got corrupted. Everything. The only thing that wasn't corrupted was Noah. And from Noah, we have redemption through the flood. Not redemption out of the flood, but through the flood. He had to go through the tribulation. That's another sermon. But. And the Bible talks about the giants, these giants of old. So there's a whole bunch of stories in here. We have supernatural creatures that are sleeping with the daughters of men that doesn't get preached about, and their offspring or the giants or the mighty ones of old. We have an earth created with day and night and light and darkness before the sun and the moon and the stars are created. We have a firmament, which is a firm dome over the earth, separating the waters above from the waters below. You go read the Gospels, you talk about demonic presences, the demons, the demonic presences inhabiting men. And Jesus Christ confronts them, casts them out. And now you've got a mixture of things that we can talk about when you're talking about UAP or little green men. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that these little green men are, you know, the angels or the demons. I'm just saying, once you have a broad perspective of what the Holy Scriptures say, your mind ought to be a little more flexible about the possibilities out there. Once you understand that there was day and night and light and darkness before the sun was created, you shouldn't be so wed to the cult. Because what the cult has done is they've created this image of what the world is. That's not real. It's not real at all. And then one day they come along and they say, oh, hey, by the way, we got aliens now. And you have no context to put that in. They haven't prepared you for that. It's all on purpose. It's all to deceive. If you understand that Satan is literally the deceiver of nations, nations, not just you. Oh, I was deceived and I smoked a cigarette. No, it's nations, it's civilizations. It's when civilizations truly believe they're a byproduct of time and chance and billions of years and random mutations. That's the deception that the devil does. The whole idea of evolution is the kind of deception on the level that the devil does. The cosmology that the devil has caused his children and his prophets to propose to the world is the kind of deception that the devil does. On a global scale, on the scale of empires, on the scale of nations. Go read your Bible. All this is in the Bible. Even in the Revelation, he said that Satan's going to be let loose for a while to deceive the nations. And we live in a world where, I mean, look how deceived we are. We think men can and women are interchangeable. But if you have a biblical background from Genesis through the Revelation, you can say, oh, okay, all right, you got a new story. Well, let's compare that to some of these other stories that I already know are true. Moses threw down his stick, it turned into a snake. The witches of Egypt, the witches of Pharaoh threw down their sticks and they became snakes. Then Moses' snake ate their snakes. Oh, that's just a story. It couldn't be true. There's a lot out there. And if you got people showing up saying these other things are going on, I don't know what's going on. I got no idea. But mix in this other thing. The government's been lying to you for generations now. Lying to you about the idea that your vote matters, that we live in a democracy, that it's we the people. You and I have no say in how this government runs. Democracy is a great cover. It lends the credence of acceptability. There's an illusion of legitimacy, but it's not real. Democracy offers the illusion of legitimacy for a government that's not real. Nobody voted for this war in Ukraine. Nobody voted to take the Ten Commandments off the wall. But all down the line, all these major decisions, nobody voted for these things. And you mix it all up and you go, holy mackerel, we're in a big fat mess. And so I'm going to take it back to the church. I'm going to take it back to the Christians. I'm going to take it back to the preachers and say, look, if you truncate the gospel of Jesus Christ and you shave off 85% of it because you don't want to seem unreasonable, man, you're not left with much to work with, are you? Because you want to be accepted. We all want to be accepted. We want to be good cult members. Except me, I don't. I want to be loyal to what Jesus Christ said in his word. Whether there was day and night, light and darkness on the first day, even though it was before the sun and the moon and the stars are created, or who the children of the devil are, who the real children of the devil are, and who the synagogue of Satan is. I want to be loyal to my monarch, my master, my king. Now, we know the government lies. NASA lies. I've broached that a little bit. I mean, even NASA will come out and say, there's no photographs of the earth. There's no photographs of the earth from space at a great distance where you can see the whole globe, the whole sphere. So they say it doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. What we do is we create computer-generated images. They tell you this. They've been honest about it and said, yeah, these are all Photoshopped. All your little blue marbles, Photoshopped. And you can look. If there's people in it, say, look, here, see this? See all these clouds? They use the Photoshop tool and they just stamp and repeat, rinse and repeat. They're all the same. I'm not trying to get into that or even convert you to that. I'm just trying to get you used to the idea that your government has been lying to you for generations and generations and generations. Why is it illegal to go to the South Pole? Why is it utterly illegal and 150 nations have voted to make it illegal to go to the South Pole? Why? How come no flights fly from the southern hemisphere direct to the subhemisphere? The southern hemisphere? None. They all go over the northern hemisphere to get to the other southern hemisphere. If you want to go from the southern end of Chile to the southern end of Africa, you got to fly through the northern hemisphere. That doesn't make any sense on a sphere. I'm not asking you to buy into that. I'm not asking you to agree with that. What I'm asking you to do is question the cult. I want you to question the cult that you're in, that we're surrounded by. I want you to go back to the map and compass. Go back to the Word of God and say, you know what? They've been lying to me. What is truth? What is truth? Well, for starters, Jesus Christ is truth. And start digging in there. Why is your government lying about UFOs and UAPs and COVID and the most secure elections ever, and the JFK assassination, the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, Malcolm X said, why? Lie after lie after lie after lie. Or is that too much? You want to take the blue pill and go back into your cocoon and just be a mindless drone? So the system can suck off you the rest of your life and never be free? Is that more comfortable? I think it is. You know, those movies like that are not accidents. Movies like The Terminator are not accidents. Movies like The Matrix are not accidents. There's messages in there. Not all prophets appear as prophets. Not all prophets appear as John the Baptist eating honey and locusts and running around in animal skins. Some of them are just things sitting right in front of you that you ought to recognize, but you don't. My greatest example is back when Bill Clinton was president, Congress passed a bill to prevent partial birth abortions. That's when a baby is full term and you pull the baby partway out of the mother's birth canal and you kill the baby with scissors or whatever. Oh, this is just, it was only partially born. And Congress passed a law saying make it illegal. Bill Clinton vetoed that. Literally the next week, a beautiful, young, white, upper-middle-class couple, unmarried, the girl gave birth to a baby, and they took the baby and threw it in a dumpster. And the nation had a fit. Couldn't blame it on the blacks. Couldn't blame it on the poor. Couldn't blame it on the inner city. This was y'all. This was y'all. And the nation had a fit and melted down. Oh, my God, how could anybody do this? That's a prophetic moment. It's like God in his sovereignty said, you know what? This is what y'all just did. And you condemn that which you're doing. And you're going to face judgment for this. Our nation is facing judgment for that. And it extends, this deception, these lies extend to the idea that we live in a democracy. It extends to the idea that we live in a system where we really have a say. We have no say. They give you a little choice here. Do you want a blue popsicle or a yellow popsicle? Oh, I want a yellow popsicle. And you think you have a choice. When really what you want is blackberry pie with ice cream. But you don't have a choice. They manage your choices and they package your choices. And the consolidation of the media is so complete, you don't have a choice. You don't even know what to think. And everything is taught in the same in the schools. That's why homeschooling threatens them, because people might be taught something other than what the cultic narrative is. I'd go into the synagogue of Satan and how much power they have. That's not always anybody's favorite topic either. I mean, why is it? Why is it? So I'm on Instagram today. I'm watching these jokes about black people and Hispanic people. And kudos for Instagram for being politically incorrect enough to host some of that stuff. You think you ever have a joke about the Jews in there? What I want you to ask is not whether it's right or wrong. It's just why. Why different rules for different people? Why different rules for different people? Right now in South Africa, the African National Congress, who's run South Africa for a generation now, they're calling for the murder of the rest of the white people in South Africa. Do you think that makes the press? You think that makes the New York Times? You think that makes CNN? Imagine you've got the President of the United States going to a mass rally of millions and millions of people. Well, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe 100,000 people. He's going to kill the white man, kill the white man. And he's doing gun signs. That's what they're doing. You don't think that's coming here? You don't think that's the future of the right race? I saw something the other day. 3.5% of the children on the planet, in the world, are white. You don't think they got an end game in mind for us? So pastors and preachers, you're going to have to prepare your congregation. And you're going to have to cast off some of these safe positions you've taken. And you're going to have to prepare them and say, look, there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot of lies out there. There's been a lot of lies out here. And this is what the Holy Scripture says about our cosmology and who we are and our place in the universe. Because if you don't, what are they going to say if something comes out? What are they going to say to you? You went along with all this, you went along with all that, and now this is up here. Why should we believe a word you say? FritzBergen, bloodandfaith.com.